Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kind.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Frazier Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, picking your nose can spread bacteria that can cause pneumonia.
No kidding. It's just dried phlegm.
Yeah.
Dried, your body's trying dried to get madness. Right. It's a bunch of boogers.
That snot is actually everything that your body puts all that bad stuff in to, like, make it go away.
That's what I think, like, pee, poop, pus, and boogers. Like, it's your body's way of saying, not only can we not really use this, like, we just want to get it the hell out
right.
of here.
Right.
Yeah. That's why when you eat your boogers, it's kind of like giving yourself a self-vaccination. Because you're eating what was the problem.
Exactly.
And you put it back in and your body fights.
Are you justifying something, Miles?
No.
Okay. A bank staff in England was playing hide-and-seek as a team-building exercise.
And they lost half their team.
But people thought it was a robbery and called the cops.
Okay, yeah, see, that's fair.
Right? There's a bunch of people hiding in a bank.
Right, I mean, that's very, very... Why would you do it during... Never mind.
Television shoots, movie shoots, all that.
But at least they have cameras. Like, the one thing with a movie shoot, you can go like, man, that's why we have floodlights.
Mm-hmm. People get more satisfaction from owning large dogs than small dogs.
I can believe that, I guess. I mean...
I do.
You know, a part of it, too, depending on the amount of space you have around you.
I thought you had a small dog.
Yeah.
That's why he's saying he agrees.
That little son of a gun needs to be walked twice a day.
Yeah, listen.
Mike has a small dog. Walked
twice a day. No, my labs, man. I just let them out back, and then they'd do their stuff, come back in, lay down. They were lazy. It was great. Big old love machines. Mm-hmm.
Big old love machines.
Yeah.
That's Mike's handle, by the way. I'm plenty of fish.
Big old love machines.
Big old love machine.
Black lab, ready to please.
Oh. 1 in 3 people think that they should be called a superhero for going to work with a cold or a flu.
Oh.
Or you can call you
superhero,
an
superhero, yeah. Or we can say man up.
Exactly. That was my dad's mantra. Pros play hurt.
Yeah, just go do it.
That's right.
You ever read a comic where the guy's superpower is the fact that he's working IT, and even though he doesn't feel good, he's there?
Right.
You know, you should take a day off when you're really in a good mood and you're feeling great.
That's right.
Do those days. Yeah, exactly. Fight through the other. It's like a hangover.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's so much easier to fight through a hangover at work than it is when you have a day off and you have stuff that you could be doing, like having fun.
The thing is, you're not going to feel better because you stay home.
Still work.
Right. So just go to work. But if I feel great, like, that's the day I want off.
You don't want to ruin a whole Saturday, but it's okay to ruin a Tuesday.
Right.
Go out drinking Monday night. You still got to go to work.
Right.
That's right. Just fight through it.
I've never had a cold that has kept me from being able to work. Now, obviously, people have different occupations that if, you know, you feel the fatigue, it's going to be difficult. But I can count literally on one hand how many times I have called in to say I'm not
Steve and
out.
I have never taken a sick day in 15 years.
No.
Yeah.
Not
that's
one.
You don't need to.
Not one. Not that that's right.
And I've seen sure you run to the bathroom over and over and over again.
I'm sure we've gotten people sick, but still.
We've gotten people sick. I have puked in the trash can in the studio during the show, but it's like...
But here's what I truly believe on this. You are either wired as one of those people who use all your sick days all the time, and you do that, or you're not.
Yeah.
Depends on the job. Depends on a lot of different factors in it, but you're either one of the two.
Well, for me, it's kind of karma, too, because I missed so much time in high school. Like, I hated going and felt fine. I'm like, you know what? Maybe just show up at work.
But I will say this. What was the streak you had... When in Baltimore, as far as the consecutive days of working in a row before you took a day off?
I don't have the day count, but it was 27 months straight without a day off, then got a day off, and then worked 13 months again before getting another day off.
My goodness.
A day off.
And still had no money.
A study found catch and release fishing does more harm than good.
Why is that?
Once the hook is in the fish's mouth, it's on the way to dying a slower, more painful death.
Huh.
There's or on the other hand, maybe it's easier prey for fish than eat it.
Right.
I've caught the same fish many times in the same pond.
Yeah.
But now, like, same fish.
And I'm not saying that as an analogy. I'm saying that there was one pond we always fished in, and we knew the same. There's only one big fish, and we caught it multiple times.
Okay, but if he's the only fish in the pond, Miles, he's going to do okay.
No, there's all kinds of fish in the pond, but you would catch this one occasionally.
Yeah, did you give him a name?
No, it was just a big-ass, largemouth
bass. Let's go get Sam.
He would only hit a weedless frog, too, man. He was very particular. And I was like, man, surely.
But not very smart.
And no pun intended. I was going, like, the jig is up.
Did he hit it?
Changes of pressure too. That can be a bad thing. Even though it's October, a new survey just came out about people's mentality toward their Christmas shopping this year.
This year? I don't have one right now.
What is their mentality?
26% of people get competitive about gift giving. 45% buy backup gifts in case someone doesn't like what they give them. And 36% think it's irritating that some stores are already putting up holiday decorations. It's the same argument that we hear every single year.
Who are you competing with gift giving?
The person that you're giving the gift to.
What, I'm going to get you a better gift than
exactly.
you give me?
Exactly. So that I can then bitch at you that I gave you a better gift.
Huh. Isn't it the time, too, to start talking about Christmas?
Yes.
As far as the term?
There are three men in here, and I guarantee you not a one of us is going shopping until Christmas. So we need to start getting those thoughts.
Exactly. Don't you feel like it's better now, and this argument happens every year, that you can just say Christmas again? People are saying Christmas.
Once you get to Thanksgiving.
People are saying Christmas.
Then there's the war on Christmas.
People are saying Christmas again, which is amazing because no one ever stops saying Christmas.
Yeah, I'm not aware when that ever went away.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly invented like a holiday.
When your couple friends never seem to speak, screw that one, it's all wonky. A new study found 80% of us actually like our boss.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Right, because they like you because they hire you and trust you to do your job.
Right.
I mean, goddamn. Right. They hired you for a reason because they like you and they trust that you can fulfill the obligation that you have said that you would to their company and to them.
I mean, right? It's crappy bosses, but overwhelmingly, most people I've met, they're at least cool with their boss.
Okay, right? Yeah. You guys know the cities where people like their boss most?
I would
guess New York, because to live there, you probably would need to be...
I feel like the East Coast, you'd like your boss less.
Well, to find that, you need to work on it. A postal worker in New Orleans is facing up to 10 years in jail for stealing $630,000 worth of stamps.
Buy me some stamps.
And by the way, it took that long, $600,000 in stamps, before someone even said, hey, maybe something's going on here.
10 years. This guy was good at what he did.
It's not that somebody says something's going on. It was eBay letting the authorities know, hey, this guy sells. They noticed.
Mike, again, one of the most terrifying moments of my life. Not really. But I lose my keys a few weeks ago, right? One of the keys that's on there is the key to my mailbox. Mm-hmm. I can't get in my mail. This is a problem. You know what I mean? I don't want the postman to think that I don't live there anymore. He's going to take my mail. Whatever the deal is. So I try to get a hold of him through email, through the phone, through all these things. The post office, they're not real accessible. You kind of got to go there during their hours. You know what I mean? And you have to tell them what the deal is.
Hey, man, that's a federal opera. We are open from this time to this time.
It's federal times. That's not an easy group of people to get a hold of.
It says, here's a new, very niche product. It's men's boxer briefs with a reinforced crotch to protect your junk from your baby's kicks when carrying them in a baby carrier.
Maybe not buy a kid that's less than 1 year old tap shoes.
Like, man, you're going to get hit with junk. Deal with those
hard black shoes with a belt. Like, I mean, don't buy those. Kids don't need heels. They can't walk.
And don't load your kids in front of your junk. That's part of it, man.
They got a name, too. I got to find them because they actually had a very, very funny name.
The name of the product?
Yeah.
On that note, okay, I don't feel like any guy actually needs that unless your kid specifically hates you.
Well, you kind of want to hold them and balance them in your lap. And they straighten their legs out when they're first trying to figure out how to, straighten up.
But we all got through.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'll show you.
I never got pre-fatherly advice hey, man, listen.
You need him.
He's going to kick you in the junk.
I will show you guys the name because it's hilarious. A man on Twitter posted a contract that he found from an old girlfriend with 22 rules that he had to follow in their relationship.
And
what were those rules?
Some of those rules include you know what? I will tell you the rules 1 hour from now.
All right, thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tucker. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. All right, Mother Tucker, you understand how this year game is played.
Yes, well, can you go over it for me?
No, I cannot, and that's the terrible part. But here is your story.
Okay, I do.
Brought to me by our very own Mike Hawk earlier today, and we go to the fine state of Florida, Bradenton, Florida, in fact, where a 22-year-old man was arrested after beating his mother with sausages inside of their kitchen. Now, cops charged that he battered his 41-year-old mother after asking her to make him some food around 8 p.m. Now, the woman agreed to prepare the meal, but she asked her son to give her a few minutes because she was busy. Well, the unemployed son became angry when he was asked to wait, and that's when he threw the remaining sausages at his mother, with one sausage striking her in the right eye. He also pushed her backwards and placed his hands around her neck. He did not choke her, but put his hands around the neck. Now, during questioning, he said that his mother walked up and bumped him while he was eating in the kitchen, and then he stated that he got mad, and that's why he threw the sausage at her. And then he also said that he had done nothing wrong, adding that he would not have tossed the sausage if his mother just would have said sorry. Well, he was busted for misdemeanor domestic battery and booked in the county jail, where he remains locked up. It's only a $750 bond, but I get the feeling mom ain't coughing up the dough. But upon his release, he's been ordered to stay at least 500 feet away from his mother. Do you believe that this guy is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
This is seems pretty clear. He is a very spoiled white kid.
Are you basing that on sausage or the entitlement factor?
The entitlement factor.
Okay. Living at home?
For sure.
All right.
Living
doesn't
at home
doesn't appreciate
his
mom.
His mom's taking too long to make food. Yeah, he's white.
Okay. I don't tend to disagree with you too much on that. Entitlement, though, I don't know, you know.
But that, like, there's entitlement that certain people have. Then there's entitlement when you just suck as a human being. Like I'm living at home as an adult.
Man.
My mom should make me dinner.
Man. He's probably wearing a wife beater. You know it, dude. He's white.
Sausage just seems like more of a white or black food to me, more so than Mexican or Asian food.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's the only clue I've really got. You're going to go on entitlement, Tucker?
I'm going to go on entitlement.
And you're going to go the white is your final answer?
Final answer, white.
All right, we're going to find out if this sausage beater was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to profile this ace to Bradenton, Florida, and a man is arrested
after beating his mom, throwing sausages at her, trying to choke her. He pushed her down and all that. I guess because she was not hurrying up in the kitchen, whatever the deal, he's a stay-at-home adult.
Yeah, she's only 41. It's an adult child who's still living in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will you make me dinner? Obviously, she's done this plenty because she said, yes, just give me a second because she's busy, right? And in that instant, he flies into a rage, throws sausage, hits her in the right eye. The rest is history. And then he had the nerve to tell the cops, well, she just said, I'm sorry, it wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't.
I have a feeling that he's not going to be living with a mom anymore.
Well, remember, even when he gets out of jail, $750 bond. Which is not a lot as far as bail. Mom ain't bailing him out, and then when he does get out, he has to stay 500 feet away from his own mother. But the question that we asked you, Tucker, did you believe that this genius is black, white, Mexi, or Asian? And you said, look, man, if you're going to sit at home with your mom as an adult and get mad at her because she doesn't make your adult ass dinner quick enough, must be a white dude, entitlements, etc.
Oh, no!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Tucker, sorry.
Mexi. That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Now for all TV news of all time, time for a little TV time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. Mike Hawk in for the Ted Smith.
A lot of people don't know this. Ted is on an Amazonian adventure. He's deep somewhere in the jungles
Correct.
Of the Amazon, and you're here to take over once again for
licking frogs.
Ted. Yes, he really is. Trying to catch a bug.
Just to see. And one thing about Ted, he said, look, I will lick any frog I see and find out the ones that get me where I need to go.
Dangling his berries into the Amazon River, washing his
hoping ass. The paku won't come up. And
I don't think I would put any part of my body in it. Just what I know of the Amazon, and it's not a lot, but it seems like everything in there
is. But he is.
It's like the Australia of South
America.
He
said it's something he's always wanted to do. So
lick frogs.
Everybody gives Australia the credit for everything wanting to kill you. You go to the Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a difference. The Amazon is a jungle. And it's just kind of understood when you go. There's a song, Welcome to the Jungle. It's not because it's like you showed up at Chuck E. Cheese. The idea is that there's hidden danger. So the Amazon is Australia. You could go to Sydney.
This we're just
right. is a modern
say, that's,
Sydney.
That's the thing about it.
Sydney, and you can still be killed.
That's the thing about the Amazon. We're just praying, sneaky about
we're
it.
We're praying he gets back alive.
That's right.
We haven't seen. We haven't heard any messages from him. We're not even sure he got there. We don't even know how he is.
So, no matter where the Ted Smith is, I know that he is like me, and he's watching football no matter where he's at. Because it is that lovely time of year.
No, that is
he will find a way, man.
I don't think there's a satellite dish in the Amazon jungle, but good luck
but
with
Ted,
your
Ted, and I can't explain this. I've known this man for many, many, many years. Ted is the guy that somehow, in the middle of the Amazon rainforest, if he got it in his head, like, oh, crap, there's a game on, somehow he'd be like, I swear to God, I'm talking to these tribes people, and I found a sports bar.
I found the bar that had
found
the bag.
A sports bar.
The Fox Sports bar.
It's
the soccer channels. Unbelievable.
So, sticking in the realm of football, there's one truth that at least I have noticed is that the quarterback of any team gets either all of the praise or all of the...
the blame.
All of the blame. That's the one.
You talking about Eli.
I was going to back us all the way up, yes, to Thursday Night Football when the Giants took on the Philadelphia Eagles, and I believe the Giants lost that 34-13 or something like that.
It was bad. I mean, look, it happens a little less frequently now, I think, because so many players get paid so much, you know, but I will say there are teams where you truly feel like it's all about you. Like Eli is one of those teams.
Exactly.
Now you have other teams who go, oh, they have a great defense. It's fine.
And we've talked about this in the office not terribly long ago. There was the big competition of who's the better Manning brother. And I don't think there's a person out in the country other than Giants fans that would say that Peyton Manning is the more athletic Manning brother as far as the better quarterback.
Look, one's got more Super Bowl rings, and that's not the right
answer.
No,
they both have two.
Yeah, that's right.
They do.
But
the other one retired after it.
In spite of their Super Bowl ring count, right? And you can make that the litmus test, I understand. But if you said, assuming they're both in their prime, who do you want leading your fresh team? I'm going to take Peyton.
Absolutely.
8,000 times.
So going back to Thursday Night Football, Peyton was obviously not on. Eli was obviously not on his game that night, and this was winding down, I believe, in the second quarter or just starting the second quarter, and the crowd was already not happy.
Some of these playmakers loose. This is Barkley, brought down from behind by Derek Barnett. A gain of 7, and this could get ugly here fast.
It was like a 3rd and 16, and he made a gain of about four yards.
He took the third read on that play.
Right.
He didn't even think to throw down the field.
But here's the problem with that, right? So like anything, you know, when you watch a game on TV, your field of view is what the camera shows you.
Right.
And then anyone who's ever been to any sport, but certainly the NFL where the field's huge, sometimes you can see what you would see on TV that makes you angry.
Right.
You understand why you're there, why they maybe made the decision they did, but you don't realize how bad the quarterback's getting beaten up. There's other times where you see two wide open guys and the people watching TV don't realize, hey, man, this guy. So it's always hard to say, but you're right, the quarterback's going to take the heat. But honestly, I think he's terrible.
And there was a big stink going on. Odell Beckham went into the locker room a couple seconds early, and he said that it was to get an IV. He was a little dehydrated, but it was also very, very clear that he was frustrated. There was a video of him actually walking over to one of the giant fans that they have over there on the sideline, and he bashed his head into it, and he was punching it a few times. He's not doing good, man.
Too much inside football, but real quick, Steve and I are huge Ravens fans.
Right.
Joe Flacco, also a Super Bowl champion quarterback.
Correct.
But he is. Joe Flacco's coming to play this year. In my mind, he's a much different, better quarterback because they drafted a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a little bit of competition. He suffers from the same thing, other than the fact that Eli Manning does not have the arm that Joe Flacco does. Eli Manning needs to be the perfect position to throw the ball down the field. He needs to drop back into a pocket. He needs to step up, see the field, and throw. If that's not available, he's worthless. He can't scramble.
No.
He can't improv. He cannot run. He throws on a check down. He's basically a garbage quarterback.
Yeah.
And if you have good people around him, maybe you can lift him up and make him great. But if you don't, then you're going to show all his faults.
And there's people that are saying that really nostalgia is what has kept him in there. And I think the Manning name has kept him in there.
They don't have a running back.
No.
They don't have anything. There's no other threats.
You know?
But the truth is, because they have, I mean, it's like anything, all right? So if you know Eli's not going to do anything, you're running back. And they have a stud running back, but I can put 8 guys up to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe this theory to be true. If you have a great offensive line, then you just need an average quarterback.
Yeah.
Because you give them time to throw, you know, they can figure it out. They don't suck. If you don't have an outstanding quarterback, then it's done.
And if you have a garbage line, you need a really good quarterback to get out of there. That's what the Seahawks method.
Exactly.
Like, we don't want to protect the guy.
And they're,
we got to make sure that, they don't.
Right. And they're starting to move away from the scramble method too. I've seen a lot more flicks, a lot more short passes, and they're starting
to
move away from
that. It's not a scramble method. He doesn't want to get hit by a 320-pound man.
You're getting the ball out of the hands. Like, the Patriots don't have to run their offense that fast.
No.
They do because it's how they do their precision. If Tom Brady needs 6 seconds, that line's going to give Tom Brady 6 seconds. Russell Wilson's just fighting for his life. He's got to get rid of the ball so he doesn't get destroyed.
The scramble method. It's called survival.
Right, exactly.
Right, you know what I mean?
And Gumshoe will be like, you know what? Just let him run. Right. I don't care. I'm going to draft a secondary.
It makes things happen.
He just does what he does. I don't really like this crazy guy over here. He does this crazy stuff. Fire truck.
So when I came to you guys last, I'm going to completely switch gears here. When I came to you guys last, we played a clip of South Park of Mr. Hankey leaving the city of South Park, and I had some unanswered questions. Why was he racist? Why was he forced out and all that? And I told you that I would get more information, and I have. I'm here with that more information. I got I relaxed last night and watched a little bit of South Park and got all caught up.
Oh, you did?
And got all caught
up. Did you eat the rest of that Sloppy Joe?
No.
How many Sloppy Joes did you have?
At least one.
How many Sloppy Joes do you have?
I just had the one.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good.
So anyway, I got caught up. It turns out that Mr. Hankey was put in charge of the Christmas display. Even though we're still in October, he was put in charge of the town's Christmas display. And he would go home later on at night, and then he would show up the next day, and there was some sort of angry mob at him. It was either the kids that were angry at him, it was the townspeople that were angry at him, it was his crew that was angry at him, all because he got on Twitter and he started saying some very, very offensive things about all these people that eventually came to him and got angry. And Mr. Hankey had the same excuse every time. You see, he would go home and he was so stressed out from all the work that he was doing and his mind was racing, and he just needed to take a little bit of Ambien. And after he took that Ambien, it just, do you know what that stuff does to you? I mean, it screws up your brain.
I don't know idea.
It just, he was flying, so he probably actually doesn't know what he's doing.
Does Ambien, like, I mean, do they say, you know, low occurrence of side effects, and I don't know, stomach cramps, in some cases diarrhea, other times ethnic hatred. I mean, like,
right?
I mean,
it's, have other people taken Ambien and said dumb stuff?
Well, everyone's just rolling with the net. Look, Roseanne said it, right? And then everyone's been joking with it. Just saying, like, look, man, like, you could say you were drunk. Maybe that's why you got in a fight. You were stoned. That's why you were naked in your yard watering your flowers. But, like, when you turn around, if it's something that people perceive as race, like Ambien, and then if you do make Ambien, like, how do we get pulled into this?
Why is this my fault? So he was sent to what appears to be Springfield for The Simpsons. And we actually got an update here because it was supposed to be a stab. It was you know, they're going to this place that doesn't care about all these racial biases and whatnot. They had a poo come out and welcome him into the town. And then they actually flashed up #CancelSimpsons at the very end of it. They've been on this campaign. All the advertisements for South Park have been #CancelSouthPark. I don't get that. I don't know if there's a lot of people sending it to them or if they're just coming out and saying, look, we're going to keep pushing the envelope.
I think that what they're saying is that it's just a hashtag. It's just that easy to do a hashtag.
Oh,
and do that whole thing.
So let's see. The Simpsons showrunner Al Jean actually has come out and said that South Park was not taking a shot on him and said that it was actually a favor and commentary on how, quote, people are too critical.
Yeah.
Right.
It's comedy. People are trying to do comedy. There's a reason that these are cartoon characters. They are not real people.
Right.
This is not real.
This
Fred
is
Flintstone
satirical.
Really doesn't exist and doesn't have a car. He drives with his feet. Like, you know, someone saying, like, I can't believe you couldn't. How does that even get on the road?
Right.
You know, who expected that? You know, like, it's not, you can't be literal about things. No. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yes, you can, Miles.
And that's one thing that I've enjoyed about South Park is that it is poking fun at it, and it is making things, it's kind of dialing it back. We get fed all this on social media, in the media itself, and everybody gets so fired up and so passionate about it. And I love that it comes forward and just kind of gives you the opportunity to go, maybe I did kind of overreact.
To me, South Park's like processed food. Yeah, right? So everyone's got to eat, and we all see the same news, and people pick their side, and everyone's angry about it all the time.
Right.
So South Park just takes the same stuff, right? It's the same crap that we all hear, and you end up laughing. And it's the processed food. It's like, you got to eat, they're going to make it tasty.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
So it is here in October. We are nearing up on Halloween, and I
spooky.
And the way of TV is changing. Miles, you and I were talking about this. TV is no longer you sit down, you turn on your cable box, and you tune into CBS, ABC, NBC, TBS, TNT, yeah. FX.
I still have my appointment shows that
sure.
I watch, and that's mostly sports. And then you know, but for the most
but
part,
they're a little different. You want know, to see
when,
those live.
When I'm in the state that you were in the other night. Then I might go to Planet Earth 2.
Right.
Or I might go
here
to comedy.
I come. Oh,
or,
yeah.
Like, I have my, but I'm not going to put on Frontline.
Right. I'm exactly. going to laugh or I'm going like, to learn.
Right. Like, exactly. I need to mood myself into what I'm feeling then.
Did right. you know and an ant can orgasm three times? Like, you got stoned to watch nature.
This is awesome.
And with the new platforms that you have, you got Netflix, you got Hulu, Amazon, YouTube has a lot of shows that are coming out. And even those can be what did you call them? Your appointment shows. Because they're new shows that, you know, they come up with their new season and then they'll release the entire season. Then you kind of
well,
block
an appointment show is this. You know damn well. Here's why you know it's an appointment show. If you have to block people from talking to you, if you have to mention spoiler alert, if you have to say something like, don't tell me the score, you're doomed.
Right.
So all those are appointment things. Like
right.
If you love the new, if they were still on, Sons of Anarchy, they're not. Mm-hmm. I get that. But if it was a new season and it aired on a Monday night at this time,
you're there.
You need 24. If you go any farther than 24 hours, you're done. I'm sorry.
Right.
Some way or another, you're going to be exposed to what the actual show is going to be
about. I know what happens
right.
on shows that I don't watch just based on the fact a lot of other people do. So, like, it's a headline.
Right.
Joey killed and so right. and so. Like, I've never seen this show in season 7, and I know that guy.
There's a reason people sit around their couch and get ready for the Super Bowl or football or wrestling or WrestleMania or
right.
whatever it is. Like, if you want to watch that fight, you got to wait till Saturday night, and boom, you better
exactly.
find a place that's got it and sit down and watch it because it's an appointment.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that all these platforms really were kind of birthed on was putting up movies that people have loved, movies that people have never heard of before. And this time of year, a lot of them are kind of doing Halloween specials of, hey, we're going to bring out a lot more horror movies.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So I am a proponent of horror movies. I absolutely love them. I have a top 10 list here for you. This list came from UpRocks, and I hacked out a lot of them. They're all still in UpRocks' order, but I hacked out a lot of the movies that I hadn't heard of before because I want to steer you all right. I'm going to talk to you about these movies. So these are the top 10 movies recommended that are on Netflix.
Number 10.
The VHS series.
What?
It's a couple movies that are titled VHS. And what they are really is it is a bunch of short horror movies all kind of combined
awesome.
Into one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's centered around some big story that really doesn't make sense. It doesn't really matter. And these guys are watching these old VHS tapes of absolutely horrific things. The second one, which scared me more, was made in 2013, and I was sick to my stomach. It freaked me out.
Okay. I think Stephen King's best work are his short essays.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you pick up the books that are just, you know what I mean, it doesn't take much, it's just there, and then it's gone, and you're like, oh my God, and then you're just moving on to the next
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Number nine.
Cabin Fever, the 2002 edition. Did you guys ever see that one?
I didn't see it. I remember the title, but I never saw it.
It's basically about this group of kids that goes out to an old cabin that's out on a lake, and there is some sort of a flesh-eating bacteria that eventually infects one of them, and then, you know, they get kind of loopy in the brain. Yeah. I watched it back when I was in school, so I don't remember fully about it, but I do remember it being kind of a creepy movie, so I do recommend that one.
Yeah. Number 8.
Number 8 of the horror movies available on Netflix, Children of the Corn.
That is a great movie.
Come on, man.
Watch it again. With Malachi and all that stuff, that is a great movie.
What?
That and Pet Sematary, I think, are two underrated Stephen King movies.
Right.
Movies.
But Pet Sematary got stupid toward the end.
It
I think it started.
Candy.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. But I actually just watched Children of the Corn for the first time with the lady this last week. It was okay. It was a little bit dated, and I tried to stick with it. There was a lot of unanswered questions, which you get with a lot of Stephen King. A lot of his bigger books, while some of them are really, really good, I think there are other stories that he writes three quarters of the story and then puts it down for a while because he doesn't know how to finish it.
The movie that you got was a Cliff Notes version of the book you read.
Number 7.
A classic, The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, totally.
What was that scary? I mean, it's a good movie, but I would not say it's scary.
It was a good thriller. It wasn't a horror movie.
Yeah, thriller.
But it was a great thriller movie. That was like, it was probably the first one by M. Night Shyamalan, wasn't it?
First one we cared about.
True. That's a fact.
Number 6.
These are the movies, the scary movies that are available on Netflix. Number six is Shudder. This is the only one that I have on my list because I need a 10. This is the only one that I haven't seen, but I really want to. It's a Thai horror film. And that section of the world, man, when they get into like the supernatural stuff.
Dark. It's different.
My God.
Yeah.
They are on the next level. The Grudge was one that absolutely terrified me. The Ring was freaky as hell. So Shudder. I'm waiting for a good, you know, sunshiny day that I can watch that one, man, because I know it's
sunshiny
freaky
day.
Out.
Sure.
Number five.
Probably my favorite of the newest wave of scary movies that has come out, The Conjuring. Have you guys seen that?
No, what's the premise? It's pretty good.
The premise, it's another possession movie. It's another haunted house / possession movie. And it is absolutely fantastic. There's pretty much zero gore involved in the movie, but it's freaky, man. It is terrifying.
It's more of a mind F.
Oh, it's great.
Like
I highly recommend
as
it.
Well, yeah.
They
all good.
These guys just keep counting, and I can't stop them from singing.
It's a union gig, man.
Yeah, really, every time they sing, they get paid.
I get this one on there. I don't even remember this one. The Witch.
I think I saw that. I haven't seen the movie, but I read the description on demand. If I remember right, it actually tested pretty well with audiences.
Attracted some oddest complaints, said that an audience member suggested that it wasn't scary enough.
But it still made it to number four.
Number four on this list. I apologize. I didn't realize that one had snuck its way through, but it was made 2 years ago, and it's number four on this list. About an hour and a half, and it's apparently good enough to get number four.
Yeah, I think once you go past an hour and a half in a horror movie, that's plenty.
That's right. Good.
Exactly. That's the great thing about it.
Number three.
The classic from 2014, It Follows. Did you guys ever see that one?
I didn't see that.
Okay. So the premise of this movie, there is some sort of a curse that follows people around, and the only way that you get rid of the curse, wait for it, is to have sex with somebody and pass the curse on to them. It's kind of like herpes.
Sweet.
And what it is that...
So it is herpes.
It's right. There's this manifestation, this person that can take any person's shape, and it all just right. Basically walks and follows you around. And if it ever gets to you, then it will destroy you in probably the most disgusting way possible.
Have you ever had the herpes conversation?
No, I have not.
Terrifying.
Number two.
The Babadook. I think that was a really overrated horror movie.
Yeah, I saw it. It was all right.
It was all right. I don't know if it's number two worthy. It was good.
Well,
and
no,
it was
it's
good
kind of
time.
Number two, like poop.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you're going to binge it, these are the 10.
Right.
Number one.
The number one horror movie available on Netflix, another massive classic, Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
All right. Oh, yeah.
There's Stephen King.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. I hope that Cooper, our buddy over there, was listening. Cooper's helping us out today, and as we both had our penis in our hand at the urinal, asked Cooper what he was going to do this weekend. He said, I'm going to sit at home and I'm going to watch horror movies.
And tell everyone I know that Miles was talking about me and my penis.
Anyway, you know, and we broke a men's room rule there, I think, Cooper, but you got a good list there, right?
Good job, Cooper.
You're doing okay back there? All right, good job. We appreciate your help, by the way.
All right, still to come, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Good times. Kansas man caught trying to have sex with a tailpipe. Yeah, he gets probation instead of going to jail. Meanwhile, the state of Texas and a gun range bans taking selfies with gun to head for fear of losing their good friend Dale. Florida woman's yard decoration turns out to be a World War II bomb. Meanwhile, Florida man slams Lambo into truck, flees a Mercedes while staying completely calm. And a list of relationship demands is left behind for all the internet to see. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my
car. All right, top story. A while back, a man traded in his car and accidentally left a list of rules from his girlfriend inside. A Twitter user found the contract and posted it online because it was just too ridiculous. Some of the rules that he was left. You are not to have a single girl's phone number. You are not to follow them on any social media, including Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. You are not to hang out with Keegan, including his house or anywhere in public.
Keegan, what did you do?
Right? You are not to go to Honda without me. I don't know what's at Honda.
I'll tell you what they're
stuff.
After factory parts on a Civic.
That's right. Hang out with your friends more than two times a week.
Jeez.
Look at a single girl. If a girl comes up to you at any place or time, you are to walk away.
What is this, Mike Pence's wife? I mean, like, my God, man,
Mo,
who rolls in with this?
Mo is not to hang out with us every time we go out.
Oh, Mo.
I will say, in Pence's wife's defense, she might be onto something.
Well, this is his plan.
Right, exactly.
My God, man.
I mean, I would feel threatened, too.
You are not to ask for karaoke.
No way.
Yeah,
is that on there?
That is on there.
Oh, boy.
That is on there very well.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, then you're not allowed to ask for any of these rules.
Do not get mad at me about a single thing ever again. Bring up Tyler, Noah, Devin, or Josh ever again. Allowed to drink unless I am with you. Do a phone.
Wait, hold on. Bring up Tyler, Devin, or Josh?
Or Tyler, Noah, Devin, or Josh.
Those are all her ex-boyfriends.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They are. That's why you don't bring them up.
That's why you.
Because I get complete autonomy to do whatever I want.
Here's the deal breaker. If that wasn't, I am allowed to do a phone check whenever I please.
Do you, okay, how when this, paranoid.
When this stuff gets
so
out,
paranoid.
Do you believe that it is actually true, or do you believe it's there to something to be to go viral so people have something to talk about so that this will become newsworthy?
I believe that when someone's younger, way younger,
this
maybe
is a young
you come
list.
Up with this list, right?
Yeah, it depends on if there's a signature at the end of the contract. If we move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed over. No girls at our house. You're not to ditch me with your friends. If I catch you around girls, I kill you. Austin does not control when I hang out with you. We are to go on a legit date once 2 weeks at least. If I say jump, you say how high, princess. You're going to make sure you tell me you love me at least once a day so I know you're not messing around. And you are never to take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
If it's not a hoax,
Jesus Christ.
She should have just written, I don't want to be with you.
Know the rules.
Yeah, it just sounds like everything just a needle at somebody.
Know the rules. In other news, a gun range in Houston had to ban a couple of its customers after their poor conduct on the range. While on the firing line, one of the customers takes a break from the from shooting to take a selfie with his pistol near his chest. Eh, kind of taboo, but you know what? People will be people. Then as his friend is grabbing something off the counter, the man points the empty gun at his friend's head to take another photo. A safety officer who was teaching a safety class at the time witnessed the event and took hold of the man, slamming the hand with the gun to the counter and grabbing the man from behind the neck. The man complied, and after the officer checked the weapon, he ushered the two out of range.
Safety complied, sir. It's going to take your gun.
That's right.
Well, they got to kick him out, man.
He's going to take your gun.
Like we said, you could have a pet rat that's a very nice rat. Right. And if you're sitting at McDonald's and McDonald's will say, hey, man, you can't do it here. That's all.
Right.
Like, the gun was empty. Doesn't matter. It's a gun range. You can't do that here.
Right. This is where we advocate for, like, the most possible safety.
Right. So don't.
This is when we advocate for Darwin.
Right.
That's right. Dumbasses. I actually kind of wanted a death by selfie there just to kind of weed that little herd out.
If you didn't know.
Hey. There's not much more to know other than the opening paragraph to this story. Quote, a Pea Ridge man is accused of beating his stepdaughter with a spatula, was arrested Monday after reportedly eating marijuana and methamphetamine during a traffic stop.
Yeah, there's nothing else you need from that story, right?
No.
You know, everything somehow was answered. Like, okay, moving on.
Spatula, huh?
Yeah.
With a spatula. He's accused of third-degree domestic battery for his punishment methods with the stepdaughter, and the mother was also arrested for permitting the behavior.
Love the spatula.
I've been beaten with a spatula, wooden spoon, and a fly swatter. Those are the ones I remember.
Apparently, he is accused of beating his stepdaughter with a spatula, a wooden spoon, and a stick covered in thorns.
Wow.
Along with forcing her to sleep on the kitchen floor as a punishment.
I've been beaten with a wooden spoon and a switch.
And a switch. I know what a switch is.
Oh, you got to go and take it from the tree, and then they beat you on the back.
Oh, that's fun.
But you get to pick your own.
My old man had the tried and true belt. And that.
We met that a few times too.
That's standard fare. Grandma got the switch
We go to Miami for probably the classiest hit and run you've ever witnessed. Surveillance footage caught a Ford Ranger truck stopped at a red light before it was rear-ended by a Lamborghini. The truck was for the most part okay because it was a Ford Ranger going up against a Lamborghini, but the Lambo was completely destroyed in the crash. Not long after the collision, a Mercedes S-Class can be seen driving up right next to the accident where the driver of the Lambo jumps in and then they speed off.
And diplomat plates.
The Miami police are still investigating. My question is, was that Lambo robbed if he abandoned it on the side of the road? You know who owns that Lambo.
Yeah, I would assume it's stolen.
You probably have to get... Well, but you're also getting picked up in a Mercedes. Was that stolen?
Right, and that's the only thing that throws me off.
Yeah, but if you both stole high-end cars, you and your buddy, I see that you smashed the Lambo.
There you go.
Dude, we can at least get away and ditch this car somewhere else. But one, the owner of a Lamborghini is not going to leave his Lamborghini.
No!
And also, the owner of a Lamborghini is not going to slam into the back of a stopped vehicle.
He's not
going
to slam into the back of a stopped vehicle, and he's not going to run because he has the money to pay for any kind of damages that might have happened to your
He can pay for $1,000
freaking oil change.
Yeah. Right.
He's got that money.
He doesn't care if there's a dead hooker in the back. He's got the money and that's going to go away.
And the fact that they're still looking for it tells me that that ain't his Lamborghini. You may recall an earlier story about the Banksy painting that self-destructed after it was bought at an auction. Well, questions came to mind as to why he did this. What does it represent? The question that came to my mind as an auctioneer was, is the bidder still expected to pay the $1.4 million that they agreed? That question has been answered. She's actually still going to pay for it.
I believe
she's
I would too.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. The word we will drink until us with a shot of the day and another round to profile this.
That may or not be true, but either way, bitches, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.